morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. You've got Mike here. Bo's across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We will talk about those Braves in a moment. If you did not stay up to watch, it's not the best outcome. We'll get to that, though. But first,
you didn't miss much.
Bo, you were broaching the topic of Kirk Cousins' care while dealing with the injury. This is all being stirred up because of the second season of quarterback that came out, and Kirk did admit he knew he was hurt, but he did not sit out of any games until he was benched eventually. So when it comes to care, you have questions regarding who's getting what when it comes to the Falcons.
Yeah, and I want to give a tweeter a little bit of credit on this, because John Harrison, who's listening, he follows on Twitter. He's very angry, but he's obviously following, and I want to give him, some love. But he's like, well, the head coach should have demanded that the trainers and the doctors look at Kirk Cousins. Well, again, I think you guys need to understand that Kirk made a lot of throws that did not look like he was injured. And, yeah, he made some that probably did look like. I know that the stat was out there where he didn't get over a certain speed against the Chargers, right? I think he did
the velocity.
Like 40 miles an hour, 38 miles an hour, something like that. But, and I'm like, do you not realize that not all players just see the trainers and the doctors of a team? They do on game day.
Yeah.
Sure, they get hurt. There's a league doctor that comes out for your head. And that's supposed to be down the middle, right? And then there is the team trainers and doctors. But when you're during the week, if you don't want to show up on the injury report, guess what you do? You go get treatment from your own people.
Yeah.
And it could be very well written in Kirk Cousins' contract that he only sees his people.
It is a possibility. There's no doubt about it. And I think, as crazy as that might sound to people, put yourself in Kirk Cousins' shoes, where you're making, $45 million last year, and you have plenty of money to spend on anything you want to. You also were at a completely different place when you got hurt, right? The people who did your surgery are not involved with the Falcons organization. The people who diagnosed you, the people who fixed it, the people who you did physical therapy with through the first few months of your injury are not part of the organization. So, yeah, if I was Kirk, I would be a little bit choosy when it came to who I dealt with. And this is not earth-shattering news, guys. Like, a lot of times for players, it is things like massage therapists, chiropractors, things like that. But there are guys that take the doctors / physical therapists in their own hands. How many times have you heard about James Harrison's personal care that was, anywhere from $300,000 to $600,000 a year when he's playing football? Guys, those aren't just massage therapists, right? Those are doctors and people that are, obviously doing his PT and things like that. Think of this in terms of Ronald Acuna. We didn't see Ronald Acuna for months. It's like, where's Ronald Acuna? Oh, he's out in California. Oh, he's out in Florida. Do we think that the team doctors and physical therapists just went with him to California? He's using his own team at that point. Not everybody does that. Obviously, Kirk and a lot of quarterbacks kind of in their own bracket. But, yeah, I would say that if he was trying to hide his health, or, thought he wanted to go about it in a different way, specifically after the Michael Penix draft, then, yeah, he could definitely have his own team surrounding him and deal with things outside of the facility. It's not that far out of the realm of thinking.
Just go back to the first season of quarterback when he was with the Vikings. He literally did that then.
Yep.
They would show him going, and he's like, yeah, I like to see my own people. I've got my own massage therapist. I've got my own chiropractor. Yep. Like, he went – I mean, just go back and watch it. It's public. So I think when you're just like, well, they should demand this, like, that's not – I think we live – a head coach is, you think about the Nick Sabans and the Kirby Smarts, and they micromanage their teams.
Yeah.
That is college football.
Well, not only that, but that's coming to an end.
Yes, it is.
Because you know what they have in the NFL they don't have in college football?
Contracts?
An NFLPA.
Okay, yeah.
An NFLPA that is only about the players and doesn't give one crap about Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons organization. They are about the player. And the players have a ton of rights in the NFL they don't have in college football. If Nick Saban wanted to demand at some point that a player had to do this medically or that this doctor had to see this, probably could have done it. I'm sure that Kirby Smart can do the same thing. That's not how it works in the NFL. right? You have all these laws, all these rules, all these contractual things that allow you to kind of go about things the own way and what you think is in your best interest. If you don't want to open your notebook and have anybody from the team understand where you are health-related, you can pull that off. And it's probably written in an NFLPA contract or an agreement somewhere that you don't have to.
So it's almost like you have rights.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
And the follow-up was...
Yeah, how dare you?
Well, the follow-up that was written to me, and I want to get your take on this, because I put what I put out there, and I know we got to get to which one. But the follow-up was, well, are contracts private? Why don't you ask and get all the details of a contract? Yeah, they actually are.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you know the money value, that's because the salary cap is a public thing because the NFLPA and the league put it out there. And if you ever notice, the PA's version of what a team's salary cap looks like is always seemingly different than what the team puts out or the league does, and that's for reasons to get their guys more money. But is that not – that you're the private details of a contract are not going to be released that you get – you'll get some here and there, but for the most part, they'll keep that pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah, the only way that you're going to see contract details is when an agent puts them out, and it's always like a source, right? Wow, sources say that the Bengals deal like this with their rookie, Shamar Stewart, still sitting out. The reason we know that is because the agent has an axe to grind, right? There is a reason to put it out. Usually, you won't see details, especially the small details that are different from one contract to another. You won't see those things come to fruition.
Yeah, and by the way, Falcons training camp is coming, guys. We're going to be out there starting July 24th through August 13th. Sports Radio 99 The Game will bring you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp with us, the morning shift, the Steakhouse, Andy Randy, broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And then when it wraps up, you'll join Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. That place is the Taj Mahal of Hooters. Coverage is brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party.
Woo!
Live coverage of Falcons training camp again starts July 24th right here, Allie, on Sports Radio.
Sports Radio. 99
The Game.
There you go. Finish that thing off. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can we just talk about Braves next segment?
Well, yeah, we can do that. We can do that. Let's just get to mic'd up.
Ding.
And as always... reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. No, we did not talk about the Atlanta Braves. I don't think many people want to at this point. You know what they want to do? They want to play Which One Wednesday.
However, I wrote these questions yesterday, so I have to preface that the Braves did lose 10-1 in Sacramento, and I did not know that was going to happen I wrote these questions. Okay. Which is more likely to happen? Braves win the series against the Athletics or Ronald Acuna Jr. wins the home run derby?
Oh, my gosh. What a bad question.
I know.
Well, no. I'll say the Braves win the series against the Athletics because I still think that they can – look, the Athletics are still a bad team. However, maybe the Braves are too, and that's one of the things we're coming to grips with. But I still like the core of our roster better. So I'm just – for – the sake of this question, I will go the Braves win the series.
I'm going to arrive at the same answer as you, but I'm going to say that Ronald Acuna is not going to be in the home run derby because of the back tightness that he came down with yesterday. So I think you're probably more likely that they win the series because I don't know that Ronald's going to be in the home run derby. I don't know why you would at this point, but, you know, look, give the Atlanta fans something to look forward to.
Okay. Well, major thanks to Jade Cargill for coming in today from the WWE. Who would you rather wrestle? Which one in their prime? Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair? Bo, you start this one.
Ooh.
Well.
That's tough.
That is tough because Flair was more of a ring technician than Hogan. Hogan was just kind of
of a brawler.
Yeah, I'd say Flair just because it would be like probably one of the coolest moments ever when he chopped me a few times. And then I could like play the heel and be like, back and like, you know, look him in the face and try to play it off, because that'd be really pretty cool. Because Hulk Hogan always, like, Flair will give you your moment. That's why he was so brilliant. Flair was such a good in-ring guy that he would give you your moment. I mean, go back to WrestleMania, I think it was 3, where the Ultimate Warrior beats Hogan. Hogan didn't even give the Warrior his moment. He was the fans were with him that time because he popped out of the pen really quick after it was 3. So I'm going Flair all day long.
I'm actually going to say that I would rather wrestle Hogan, but it's for a different reason. I think I'd rather wrestle Hogan because the leg drop does not terrify me, but the figure four is terrifying to me. Like, I don't want to be thrown in a figure four. He can leg drop me all he wants to as his finishing move and hit off the ropes. Figure four, I don't want any of the smoke. Yeah, so, yeah, I'd rather wrestle Hogan.
It's a big leg if he misses and hits your neck.
All right, which one are you choosing? A lifetime of slow Wi-Fi or never being able to skip an ad again? Mike, you're up.
Oh. I mean, they're kind of one and the same. They're both wasting your time when you're trying to get your content, right? I'm going to go with slow internet because there's just some commercials that I can't stand. Just give me the slow internet. As long as I can fast forward through some of the ads that you're going to see on some of these videos, I can live with that. They both stink. Both of those would suck, though.
And the pop-ups would get me. Like when you go to a website and you're like, click, like you're like, I mean, one of the websites I use, Larry Brown Sports. Like I can't even read stories. Or like on Facebook, the Cherokee crime page that I always click on when people are arrested. I can barely even read what the person did wrong. Because it just keeps popping up everywhere. I'm scrolling and you accidentally click on one. So I'll take the slow internet as well.
All right. Coming off the release of the second season of Quarterback on Netflix, which Atlanta athlete would you rather watch a documentary series on? Ronald Acuna Jr. or Michael Penix? And follow him through the whole season, just like Quarterback.
I'm going to go Ronald Acuna Jr. And I just think that Michael Penix, especially in, was it Brian McFadden that he did an interview with where he eating at Waffle House not too long ago? I just think that at this point in his career, Michael Penix is still, and I'm going to be careful when I say this, he's not boring. He's just very plain at this point. As guys get further in their career and they hit a second contract and they're doing all these, they get more comfortable, like he'll start doing things a lot cooler. But at this point right now, he's just in his second year, entering his second year. I think he's just kind of plain. Ronald Acuña Jr., he's got the flair for the dramatic. He's always just doing different things. I would love to see about what that guy's like in just his daily life, some insight into his daily life.
Yeah, I'm going to go the opposite. One, for the sake of argument, and two, I'm a real nerd when it comes to football. Mike will tell you this. You're going to figure this out when we really get into film study this fall and we're all three in the office before the show, like my office before the show, and we're watching the All-22 and stuff. I'm real nerdy with, like, questions. I'm trying to figure things out. I love hearing these guys talk about when they walk to the line of scrimmage, what they see. Or, like, so the film part, when they're in the room, like, when you have a film study part of, like, Hard Knocks, whatever, that, to me, is the best part. I just love the minutia of what they're seeing, what they're figuring out, what they're going through.
Big word.
One quick one.
Can't spell it.
One last quick one. We were recently, Bo, I'm going to start with you on this. We were recently blown off by someone on the show call. I won't call out the guilty party, but which one is the better fake excuse? My phone died or I thought it was tomorrow.
My phone
died.
First
of all, I didn't use either one of those.
No,
excuses.
You didn't.
Okay. I'm just making sure that we're clear
off
on that.
Yeah.
My phone died because I don't believe in the I thought it was tomorrow thing. I think we're adults, okay? If you're still living in a world where you can't remember that something happens every day at the same time, or you can't make a schedule out to realize what you did or you didn't do, then you better have a really good excuse, like a kid or like multiple kids. But I've dealt with people that don't have any of that and they still use those. So I would say the phone died, because that's in 2025, that's a more realistic excuse.
Bo, is a DIY bathroom a realistic excuse?
You know what's funny is I'll put this out there, because we all know what we talked about earlier. He came extremely close to blowing our race off last night.
I'd have been better off had he. I had a lot of irons in the fire yesterday. I had visitors at my house. We had friends over for dinner. We had kids over visiting my kids, and all the while doing a DIY project up in the bathroom, trying to get it done before I go on vacation. It was not a fun day in the Johnson house yesterday. I felt like my eyes were bleeding before I went to sleep. I was like, man, I'm tired. You know what? Maybe the Braves can rescue me. Oh, my God. Maybe. What is this?
Oh, but before that, maybe let me wreck my co-host. Ruin his season.
On purpose. Ruin his season.
Well, good job to both of you. And it is a much well-deserved vacation that you have, because you have had a lot of irons in the fire as of late, Mike.
Thank you. See that?
Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Give us a call. Where are you landing on the Kirk Cousins drama at this point? Has Quarterback kind of reopened old wounds? Are you over it? Are we also waving the white flag on the Braves season after losing 10-1 to the Athletics last night? And what is the best excuse you can use to get out of something? That is coming up in the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Give Dylan a call right now. You can also find us on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.